You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. California's pot laws have made both medicinal and recreational marijuana use legal, but the laws have left a lot of gray area. And two members of the PolitiFact California team are with me in the studio to address some of this. Reporter Chris Nichols. Hi, Chris. Glad to have you here. And intern, I'm also going to call you researcher, Catherine Palmer. Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
Glad to have you here. So of all the gray area, recently you've been focused on data collection and privacy concerns, Chris.
That's right. And this was a reader-inspired question and topic. We wrote a comprehensive article in January called Pot 101, which outlines what you can and can't legally do under California's new recreational marijuana law. And with that article, we asked readers to send us questions to learn more or to answer their questions about this law. And one of them was about whether the federal government could charge a crime against customers who purchase marijuana at these dispensaries. So it led us to say, well, you know, we don't know. The reader asked about the data that's collected, the information these stores take from you, and whether that could ever be essentially obtained by the federal government.
I think that's where you went to work, Catherine, to find out what kind of information is collected at a marijuana dispensary.
Yeah, so it's important to note that the only thing that's required in order to purchase marijuana is a government-issued ID to show that you're 21 years or older.
Okay.
Now, that's where the variances in data collection vary. So the half dozen dispensaries we contacted up and down the state, including here in Sacramento, told us that they all pretty much retain customer information. However, how they collect that information varies. Most said they scan driver's license, but that scanning process does have the potential to automatically upload information. And one dispensary that Chris spoke to said that that is how they access customer information. Others said that customers must fill out a contact form or a waiver. A dispensary I spoke to in Mendocino actually said, we'll only put in date of birth and the initials of the customer if they don't want their full name in the POS system, the point of sale system, when they do the actual transaction. And then on the very opposite end of the spectrum, a few told us they only look at licenses. They don't scan them. So most collect personal information, yes, but how much of it and how they collect it really varies.
All right. So that's a real gray area in and of itself. Keep going, Chris.
It is. And I think, you know, so it led us to, you know, our job was to try to answer this question, not just say what they collect, but answer could the federal government actually charge someone with a crime? And I think we looked at a couple factors. One, marijuana is still illegal under federal law. Two, the Trump administration has been more aggressive than the Obama administration on marijuana. And three, as Catherine just explained, these dispensaries do collect this information. So you could conceivably say, yes, if the federal government was to come in, shut down a dispensary here in California, they would have information on customers. But then we also, there are a number of caveats, as we're going to hear from an expert on this topic, Tamar Todd, who helped draft California's Proposition 64, about the likelihood that those prosecutions would actually take place.
Even with a differing stance by the federal government, it's very, very unlikely that there's going to be a targeting of individual consumers who are purchasing a small amount for their own personal use. I think obviously there's many, many targets that would come first if a U.S. attorney was going to crack down on marijuana.
So it takes us back to the original question, which is how much privacy do you have when you buy marijuana in California? And by the way, I'm talking with Chris Nichols and Catherine Palmer from the PolitiFact California fact-checking team based here at Cap Radio. In this instance, we're not so much looking at a fact check. We're trying to verify information and answer the question. So let's get to the conclusion of that question about privacy.
Well, I think, again, it's sort of a gray area, as you mentioned. It's not really clear what the Trump administration and federal prosecutors might do. There are some protections that we found for medical customers. The U.S. Department of Justice is actually not allowed to use its budgeted funds to go and prosecute medical marijuana customers as long as they are following state medical marijuana laws. Mm. And that is that's a protection that's built in at the federal level. Recreational customers do not have that same safeguard. And there are other states who have limited what marijuana dispensaries can collect from customers. It's very early here in California. We haven't seen any of that. We understand there is one state senator that's at least on sort of a fact-finding mission to learn more about this, but no bill has been proposed. So at the end of the day, it's sort of unclear. We believe that legally the federal government, yes, would have this power, but the likelihood, we don't think the likelihood is very large right now.
All right. And just as a PS to this, Catherine, as you're talking to different dispensaries and you're asking them this question, did you get the sense that they thought about this or that this was important to them? Or was there a range of reactions on this topic?
There was a range of reactions. And when I called dispensaries, they really underlined the point that the data that they're collecting, they told me, only stays within their facility. When I expressed any type of privacy concern, they said, don't worry, we're only keeping it on our premises. Now, of course, as Chris said, there's no legal protection ensuring this. And then when I went to a few dispensaries in town in Sacramento, there wasn't much of a concern that they expressed to me about this.
Okay. Well, Chris, put this in context of the overall POT 101 ongoing article that you have.
Well, the overall article really goes through all kinds of categories, you know, what employers and employees should think about with this, how much you can purchase under the law. This is just one component, a component that we thought was worth to really do a separate, its own article. But we're still looking for readers' suggestions, ideas for the next question to go either fact check or write an article about the state's new marijuana law.
All right. Thank you both, Chris Nichols and Catherine Palmer. Glad to have you here today. They are part of the PolitiFact California team, and you can find more about what we just talked about and the overall POT 101 article at
PolitiFact.com/California.
You're listening to Insights on Capital Public Radio. Mm-hmm.